This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we look at the headlines. We look at the recent developments in science, things that are going to shape the way we view the universe and perhaps even change our lives. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And go to my website to find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'm a professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the City University of New York. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. What happens if one day we begin the colonization of Mars and even the solar system and beyond? And I'm on a book tour. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be in a city next to you signing your copy of my latest bestseller. And after I sign your book, well, you can go to eBay and auction them off for money. That's right, signed books are worth money, and you can actually make money by going to my book tour. Well, once again, the lines are open. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, there's no mystery. Just call 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make, but just, gee, you just never had opportunity. And some of you may say to yourself, oh, come on. I mean, I can't get on national radio. My question is too dumb, too stupid. People will laugh at me. Well, it turns out that, first of all, chances are if you have a question, I think perhaps hundreds, thousands of other people will have that identical same question. And just realize that sometimes some of the dumbest questions are the most profound of all. For example, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a dumb children's question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Well, it took him 10 years to finally find the answer. When he was 26 years old, he finally found the answer. The answer was in a theory called relativity. His name was Albert Einstein. And so one of the greatest theories of all time simply came out of a question that any child would ask, such as, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer, by the way, is no, you cannot outrace a light beam. And because of that, you have to have enormous distortions of space and time preventing you from outracing a light beam. And that is called relativity. And one of the simplest consequences of relativity is the atomic bomb. So, once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move right on and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Kenneth Ang from Hollywood, California. I read about an object called the black brain, which is a singularity in the form of a membrane. Is there such thing as a white brain, that is, the white hole in the form of a membrane, be it 3 or 4-dimensional? I already know that white holes and black holes are, but since scientists speculate something called the black brain, perhaps there's a white brain, a Big Bang in the form of like a, you know, like a three-dimensional bulk.
Okay, well, you ask a question that's at the forefront of theoretical physics. So let's back up several giant steps and take it one at a time. First of all, what is a brain? A brain is not what's sitting on your shoulders. To a physicist, it is B-R-A-N-E, as in membrane. Now, we physicists believe that strings are the fundamental building blocks of the universe, but strings also coexist with membranes, like a beach ball, like a sphere, like a baseball. They are membranes, and they also vibrate, and they can also create particles. And now, this theory is not verified. However, many physicists work on this. I work on it, in fact. And we think that that is what the universe is made of. The universe is made out of strings and brains. In fact, our universe is a membrane of some sort. And then the question is, there are black brains, just like there are black holes. There are solutions of the string equations, which give you black holes. In other words, string theory includes all of Einstein's theory of gravity. Einstein's theory of gravity says that if you compress mass dense enough, it'll collapse into a black hole. Well, now we have strings, and sure enough, if you collapse strings into a tiny, tiny point, then the strings will collapse into a black brain. And believe it or not, we hope to actually create them with the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland. That's right. Believe it or not, we hope to actually create black holes and black brains in Switzerland. Now, don't get scared. We're not talking about mammoth black brains and black holes that can gobble up entire stars. No, these are subatomic particles. Your body is bombarded with subatomic particles by the millions every day, and you don't even feel it. So we are talking about subatomic black holes or black brains, which are the collapsing of these brains into a very, very tiny mass. Now, the question you ask is white holes. So let me explain. Matter falls into a black hole. But according to physics, you can also reverse time, have the time run backwards, and that is also a solution of Einstein's equations. That is called the white hole. Instead of matter falling in, like in the movies, all these Hollywood movies show starships being eaten up by a black hole, this shows that you can have a time-reversed object called the white hole, where matter comes out, not in. And some people think, aha, maybe that's the Big Bang. In fact, there is a theory proposed by several physicists that maybe the Big Bang is really a white hole such that matter spews out rather than in. Now, let's be fair about this. We've looked for white holes in the universe. We have seen none. That doesn't mean they don't exist. It just means that they're rather exotic. And so black holes, yes, we've seen them in outer space. In fact, with the Webb Space Telescope to be launched very soon into outer space, the replacement for the Hubble Space Telescope, we hope to even get better pictures of these objects, the swirling disk around the black hole. And so then the question is, are there white holes? We don't know. And white brains may exist, but they're even more exotic than white holes. So the answer to your question is, we don't know. We do think that black brains exist. However, we have no proof. String theory itself has no proof, but it is the leading theory to replace Einstein's theory of relativity. And if you want to find out more about it, because this is actually what I do for a living, this is what I do for my day job, get a copy of my earlier books, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about M-theory, string theory, brains, and the zoo of objects which we think may ultimately create our universe. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic, but stay tuned. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and the lines are open. This is your opportunity to get on national radio and ask that question, make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you just never had the opportunity. Maybe you're walking down the street, and you look up, you see maybe the moon. You see the mountains, the wind. At night, you see the stars. And then you ask a question, what does it all mean? I mean, where did it all come from? Where is it going? Or you look at the economy and you realize, oh my God, artificial intelligence, computers, all that is changing so rapidly. What will the future look like? Well, first you can go to my website and check out my books where I talk about the future of society. The future of medicine, the future of artificial intelligence, jobs, who will have a job in the future? These are things I address in my book, The Future of the Mind, and also the Physics of the Future. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can see the books, 4 New York Times bestsellers, where I talk about your future. And so once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call and leave that question. Make that comment. The number to call is 612-564-8255. 8135. And I'm on a book tour. Find out what cities I'll be traveling in, and maybe I'll be coming by a city next to you signing your copy of my bestsellers. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi there, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you off of your website. I have just a few quick questions about the Big Bang. Is the edge of the visible universe the current extent of the Big Bang? Is the expanding force producing light? Is the expanding force producing heat? And if so, is the heat similar to when it first banged? Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a lot of questions that are very difficult to answer because we're not really sure about these things. But let me tell you what is known about some of your questions. First of all, the Hubble Space Telescope can peer into the past. The night sky is a time machine. So the moon is 1 second away from us. Light takes 1 second to reach the moon. The nearest star is 4 light years away from us. It takes 4 years for a flashlight from the Earth to reach the nearby stars. Andromeda is the nearest galaxy to the Earth, and that is several million light years from Earth. But the Hubble Space Telescope can see even farther. And when he goes farther and farther, we're talking about going back billions of years into the future. The Hubble Space Telescope can actually photograph objects almost 13 billion years ago, because we think the age of the universe, in fact, is 13.8 billion years. That is the age of the universe. Now, you ask a question, and the question is, what is at the edge of the universe? Well, the edge of what the Hubble Space Telescope can see is the Big Bang itself. That is, this Hubble Space Telescope, when it looks at the farthest star, goes beyond the farthest star and sees blackness. There's only blackness there beyond the farthest star. But that blackness is deceptive. It's actually microwave radiation. It's actually the radiation of the Big Bang itself. So if your eyes could see microwave radiation, then every night you would actually see the remnants of the Big Bang. Believe it or not, if your eyes could see microwaves, you would see this haze, this explosion, the remnants of the original Big Bang. Now, the question was, is this the edge of the universe? And the answer is no. This is the beginning of the universe, not the physical edge of the universe. Okay? So, the Hubble Space Telescope sees starlight that is very old, older than the dinosaurs, hits our sensors in outer space and gives us a picture not of the physical edge of the universe, but the temporal edge of the universe. That is when time began 13.8 billion years ago. And then the next question is about the heat of the Big Bang. Where did it come from? Well, it came from something we call dark energy. We don't know what dark energy is, but it is the energy of the Big Bang. What is pushing the galaxies apart? Why is the universe expanding? We're not sure, but if you look at Einstein's equations and you put in what is called the cosmological constant or dark energy, the universe will expand, just like it seems to be doing right now. So it is the energy of the vacuum, the energy of nothing. This is hard to get your head around, but an empty space itself has energy, repulsive energy that is pushing the galaxies apart called dark energy. Now, this means that the energy of the Big Bang is the energy of nothing, the energy of empty space. As the universe gets bigger, there's more empty space, and therefore there's more energy to push the universe apart. And therefore you go into a vicious cycle. The universe has a lot of vacuum. The vacuum has energy. Energy pushes the galaxies apart to create more vacuum, which creates more energy. Now, you may say to yourself, well, this all sounds bizarre, but hey, that's what the data is telling us. The data is telling us that the universe is accelerating, not slowing down. The data is telling us that perhaps it is the energy of the vacuum, the energy of empty space, that is pushing the galaxies apart. And again, if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I give you the latest in cosmology. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Dylan. I'm calling from Kennewick, Washington, listening on KONA 610. My question was, what your opinion on Dr. Botchwinsky from Texas and his anti-neoplasm therapy for cancer? Thank you. Bye.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular person. However, I would be a little bit skeptical because it's very easy for people to make claims about cancer cures, but the excitement in cancer research is at the genetic level. Cancer is, in some sense, no longer a mystery. We can't cure all cancers, of course, but we know what cancer is. We didn't know that before, because we knew before that chemicals can cause cancer, viruses can cause cancer, sunlight can cause cancer. So if all these things can cause cancer, how are we ever going to get a theory, a unified theory of cancer? Well, what links chemical exposure, light exposure, x-rays, radiation, all that damage, what links them all together? And the answer is all of them create mutations. They damage our genes. And if there are approximately four major mutations in our genes, then you can basically dismantle the mechanism that prevents cancers from stopping, and they simply keep on reproducing forever until it kills you. So we know, therefore, that cancer is a genetic disease. And now we're attacking it at the genetic level. And so that's where all the excitement is. The excitement is, for example, immunotherapy, where you take white blood cells and immune cells from the body, grow them, strengthen them outside the body, and then re-inject them back into the human body. So we're basically enhancing a natural mechanism of the human body itself. And then we have yet another breakthrough being made in terms of cancer detection. Right now, you can have cancer. That's right. In fact, some of you listening to my voice probably have cancer growing in your body, but you don't know it. You won't know it, in fact, for many years. Maybe 10 years from now, you'll have enough cancer cells to create a tumor, which may eventually kill you. So why can't we detect cancer now? Not 10 years from now, but now, rather than waiting for a tumor to form. Well, this is where liquid biopsies come in, and DNA chips. We now have the technology to analyze DNA, proteins, cancer cells in blood, bodily fluids, years before a tumor forms. These are called liquid biopsies, and they're going to become commercially available very soon, and it could change the way we view cancer, and the word tumor could disappear from the English language. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all he's looking for is national, international recognition as legitimate.
The president was also asked about the ceasefire in the Middle East and what of the Democratic Party's shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
This is USA Radio News. Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the event, the first time a foreign leader had done so. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to drop fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And check out my website. Find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It has many of my TV appearances, and also it has references to my 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about humanity when we explore outer space. But in The Future of the Mind, we talk about how we physicists are now unraveling the secrets of the living brain. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams, Things that were once considered impossible, we do in the laboratory. And Physics of the Future talks about jobs. It talks about artificial intelligence. It talks about medicine. What will the future bring us? Find out in my book, The Physics of the Future. And what about science fiction? Get a copy of my book, Physics of the Impossible, where I talk about Star Trek. I talk about Star Wars. Are any of the gadgets, gizmos, and concepts found in science fiction based in reality? Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Physics of the Impossible. Okay, once again, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Casey on KFBX Fairbanks, Alaska. And my question is, can you make a coil out of fiber optic cabling running light through the fiber optic cabling as a current would over copper wire in a coil and somehow contain that with a magnetic field under a vacuum? Thank you.
Well, you asked two questions put together, so let's try to explain it. First of all, electricity, we know, would run in a wire, and we could extend wire hundreds and hundreds of miles, and yet electricity won't escape. It's basically sealed in that wire. Now, with light, you can do the same thing with fiber optics, and we do that in glass. So if I have a glass cable, very thin, almost hair-like glass fiber, and I shoot a laser beam inside it, then the question is, can it escape? Well, the answer is no. You have something called total internal reflection. The light basically bounces off the inside of the fiber, and it never leaves the fiber, and that's called fiber optics. And that's where a lot of the internet is now being conducted. The internet, a lot of it is done with laser beams connecting cities, and it turns out that fiber optics is the backbone of the fiber optic cable. Then you ask yet another question, and that question is what the relationship is with magnetism. We know that if I have electricity and I shoot electricity in a wire in a coil, it creates a magnetic field. In fact, that's how you create magnetic fields, because electric fields, when they move, can create magnetic fields. Magnetic fields, when they move, can create electric fields. And that is the basis of the electric revolution. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about light, lasers, and the electric revolution. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And the lines are open. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call later to the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And while you're at it, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Twitter, which is called Michio Kaku, on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that dial in to Twitter every week, according to the latest stats, and 3 million people that are on Facebook. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a question about coils of light. We know that coils of electricity can create magnetism. In fact, that's how we create electromagnetic fields, by putting electricity in a wire, putting the wire in a coil, and bingo, magnetism occurs as a consequence of that. The question is, can you do that with light? And the answer is no. Sorry about that. Light is trapped inside the fiber optic cable. Now, light itself is a combination of electric and magnetic fields constantly changing into each other, creating a wave-like pattern. So we know what light is. Light, in some sense, is no longer a mystery. Light is the propagation of electric and magnetic fields constantly turning into each other, sort of like a snake that bites its own tail. So light is an electromagnetic wave. You can then confine it inside a tube of light, which is called a fiber optic cable. But does that create a magnetic field? And the answer is no. The magnetic field is inside the cable, not outside. In fact, outside the fiber optic cable, you basically see nothing at all. Okay, anyway, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Matthew Wilson, 1620 AM. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the artificial creation of plant life, botany, and artificially creating photosynthesis. And then I also wanted to ask your question on creating a invasive plant species artificially and then using that with tailored genetic tampering to terraform planets such as Mars.
Well, you actually ask a question that I address in my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, where I talk about terraforming Mars. Now, Mars is a frozen desert, very cold. However, the atmosphere is made out of carbon dioxide, and plants love carbon dioxide, even though it's very cold and the atmosphere is very thin. And so some botanists have speculated that maybe what we have to do is genetically modify algae, genetically modify simple plants to thrive in the Martian atmosphere. And bingo, we've done that. It turns out that in the laboratory, you can breed and genetically modify certain plants so that they would thrive in a Martian-like atmosphere. Now, it's not going to be easy because, of course, Mars is frozen solid. But if you have like a mini greenhouse on Mars, you could then start to create life forms with minimal intervention. You just have to make sure the temperature is above freezing, and you can actually grow plants that will thrive in the Martian atmosphere. So this means that terraforming would proceed in certain steps. First of all, if you could raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, just 6 degrees, then you would get a runaway greenhouse effect, and you would then raise the temperature of Mars even more automatically, all by itself. You see, water vapor is a greenhouse gas. If you could raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, water vapor will form from the ice. The more water vapor you have, the more greenhouse effect you have, which will create more water vapor, and then you have a runaway greenhouse effect. Once that takes place, then you can unleash these algaes on the lakes and the ponds and the rivers that are going to be flowing and being created on Mars. And so it'll have to take place in steps. But the key step, as you mentioned, is once we get this runaway greenhouse effect started, then we can start to take advantage of it to create agriculture on Mars. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call. 612-564-8135. How many times have you been listening to the radio, read the newspaper, saw TV about some kind of breakthrough in science, about space, about medicine, about anything concerning our world, and yet you're all alone and there's nobody to talk to, and that's it? Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call 24/7. You can call 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. The recording will ask you for your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Drew Jones. I'm listening on YouTube, and I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, I just had a question for you in regards to the Vostok ice core experiments that took place years ago. The way I understand it is that there were increases in carbon dioxide, but and they were always accompanied by increases in temperature, but the increases in temperature always came first. And on another note, the increases in carbon dioxide consistently lagged behind temperature increases by about 800 years. So doesn't this prove that increased levels of carbon dioxide did not cause the warming if it didn't happen until after the warming? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, I once had a chance to go to Iceland where I gave a lecture, and I visited the laboratory where they actually analyze ice cores. In Greenland, yes, you just go right outside, drill into the ice with a tube, take out the tube that you get, this cylinder of ice, and then you look at it, and it's quite amazing. When you look at this long tube of ice, you see horizontal stripes. Horizontal stripes in the ice representing volcanic ash. That allows you to date when this snow fell, because we know the dates of these volcanic eruptions very accurately. And so it's sort of like a fingerprint by which you can match these horizontal lines with the known volcanic eruptions to give a date. And how far back can you go? 600,000 years. This is amazing. Now, not only can you see the ash from ancient volcanic eruptions, you can also look at the air bubbles. By looking at the air bubbles and by looking at the composition of the air bubbles, you can actually calculate indirectly the temperature and the atmospheric composition during that time. This, again, is amazing. And then you plot it on a graph. You plot carbon dioxide on a graph, and you plot temperature on a graph, and you find something that's remarkable. You find two lines that are coincident, that go up and down at the same time. And so this means that there's a strong link between temperature and carbon dioxide. They go up and down like two roller coasters. Think of two roller coasters in sync, going up and down, up and down. Now, then the question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It turns out that many of these studies are not accurate enough to begin to distinguish exactly which led the other. That there is a theory that you mentioned that maybe it was the temperature first. Another that says maybe it was the carbon dioxide first. But it's not conclusive at the present time. But we do know that carbon dioxide and temperature rise up and down like two roller coasters, but precisely which led the other is not exactly known. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Timothy, and I'm listening on WHCU live streaming. And where does coldness come from? The North Pole and the South Pole are cold. Does that come from outer space, the coldness? Thank you.
I think what you're asking is, where is the coldness of the North Pole and the South Pole come from? Well, it comes from the fact, not from outer space, but it comes from the fact that the axis of the Earth tilts. And when the axis of the Earth tilts toward the sun, then the northern hemisphere gets summertime. When the north polar region points away from the sun, you get wintertime. And that is the origin of the seasons as the Earth goes around the sun. Now, why is it cold? Well, precisely for that reason. The equator is warm because on average, it gets the most amount of sunlight on average, but the North Pole and the South Pole on average get the least amount of sunlight. And so that's what drives the weather. What drives the weather are two things. First, sunlight and the fact that the Earth is tilted. And second of all, the rotation of the Earth, which gives us the winds like the jet stream and stuff like that. So the weather on the Earth is determined by basically two factors, two main factors, the sun and the rotation of the Earth as it goes around the sun. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. So find out what all the fun is about. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.